had a friend who remarked today, what do you do when you find out you've been singing a VBS song and the song is completely wrong? And he brought up Once There Were Three Wandering Jews. You know the song I'm talking about? Once There Were Three Wandering Jews, wandering, Jew. You know that one that the kids love? Because you know, you get the Jew punch in there. But the truth is, you know, of course, you go through the verse, and it's the first one's name was Abraham, the second one's name was Isaac, and the third one's name was Jacob, and they all went down to Canaan's land. Well, they did all go down to Canaan's land, but those three men, even though they're all part of the same family, were not considered Jews. They were not Jewish. So the word Jew itself refers to the land of Judah. And Judah was, of course, Abraham's great-grandson, Jacob's son. And the people of the tribe of Judah lived in that land. And later on, that tribe came to represent the whole nation as you had a split, a civil war between God's people and the Jewish people. The people in Judah lived in the south, and the people in Israel lived in the north. Technically, Abraham came from the Ur of the Chaldees. He was Chaldean. And he and his father left Ur of the Chaldees, and before they came to Canaan, they settled in what is now Syria, or during those days it was called Aramea. And so when we get to reading in the Old Testament about Abraham's family, they're told that once they come into Canaan, God tells them, you're out wandering in the wilderness. When you come into Canaan, here's what you're supposed to do. In Deuteronomy chapter 26, they are supposed to inhabit and occupy the land. And they're supposed to, when they start planting crops, gather the first fruits of those crops, put them in a basket, and take them to the priests and offer them as a sacrifice to God. And when they do so, when they put the basket down in front of the priests, then the priests will make a gesture toward them, and then the response, people placing the basket down, is supposed to be this. You shall make a response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my father. And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, and there became a nation great and mighty and populous. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us and laid on us hard labor. And then we cried to the Lord, the God our fathers. And the Lord heard our voice, saw our affliction and our toil and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders, and he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, I bring the fruit of the first of the fruit of the ground which you, O Lord, have given me. I said it before the Lord. The point is, God tells the children of Israel, when you come into the land and you receive of the bounty of the land, the harvest of the land, you're supposed to make the statement before God, my father, my ancestor, was a wandering Aramean who went down into Egypt. Not a great nation, just a single man with family. And there, God blessed us, we became a populous people, and we came out under great hardship and great toil. And we came into a land that was not ours, that you gave us, and now you've blessed us with this. The point is, I came from nothing, and everything that I have, God, I owe to you. My father was a wandering Aramean. I'm nobody. The quicker we learn that I'm nobody, that I came from nothing, and everything I have I owe to God, the better off we'll be. Because the more we think of ourselves, The more we think of our own capabilities and our own capacities, the more we think of our own accomplishments, the more we're going to be let down when we don't live up to our own expectations. The more we're going to be deluded and blind as to what our real vulnerabilities are, the more we're going to live in a lie. But the more we think about everything that I have belongs to Him, the more we understand that our self-worth and our value is high, not because of what I've done, but because I'm created in His image, because I am loved by Him, and because I receive from Him what I really, truly need. And that is God Himself. And so tonight, if you don't have God in your life, you truly are working with nothing. You may feel like you have some things. You may feel like you have some accomplishments. But in the end, those things are a self-delusion, because in the end, those things will let you down and you won't live up to your own expectations. The things you love and value won't live up to your expectations. But when we see ourselves through the filter and the lens of God's love, God's care, God's providence, we're reminded that through Him and because of Him, we share in something truly great. If you want to be a part of that tonight, we want to offer you that opportunity. We're here to baptize you into Christ. If that's your desire, we're here to pray with you and walk with you through your struggles, if that's your desire.